Welcome to the Stuffed Fabulist on Air, audio commentaries by Jeffrey Grosshans from the website www.stuffedfabulous.com. These copyrighted commentaries present an independent point of view in the form of original fables and parables on psychological, social, political, spiritual, and philosophical questions of today. The ultimate moral or lesson of each tale is left to the listener to decide. Wouldn't it be wonderful if love could be codified in all the demands it makes on us to let fall the defenses of the self and risk standing naked and vulnerable before one another could be banished? The following tale presents an account of one attempt to guarantee just that. The Crabs. Once all the crabs signed a contract of amorous intent. The crabs set great store in having written the contract themselves. It stipulated the terms and conditions under which they agreed to enter into caring and sharing relationships with one another, abrogating all covenants and verbal agreements hitherto in effect. The document was long, with many clauses and provisos. It was bound to be long, for the crabs were concerned to have their emotions legally spelled out before they entered into any and all romantic engagements. Nothing should be left in doubt regarding love, and no contingencies should be left undefined. The main clause in the contract enjoined the signatories from ever moving in too direct or forward a manner in their loving and caring relationship. Such moves were considered evidence of egocentric willfulness and insensitivity to the co-signatory's self-regard. Only less direct or less forward advances were permitted, and these must be negotiated with the party in question a minimum of 24 hours in advance. In keeping with the spirit of this covenant, every crab went to great lengths to avoid expressions designated as problematic, pledging to avoid, for example, unless specifically requested, use of the I-word, as in the expression, "I love you," which could be construed as both overly self-referential and potentially manipulative. Instead, all crabs swore to base their emotional commitment on the following. We, hereafter known as significant and or designated others, do solemnly attest to the fact that we, being of sound mind and body and governed by the certified testaments of mutual respect herein signed and witnessed, are freely and without reservation moving with non-forward purpose into a fully nurturing relationship that recognizes both parties to this agreement as mature and caring crabs. The word you, as in the expression, "Do you love me?" might have suffered the same prohibition the word I did, since it too had the appearance of being unacceptably direct. However, you retained its legitimacy, because all parties agreed that the question, "Do you love me?" was indispensable in determining whether one's significant and or designated other possessed the proper degree of respect for oneself as a significant and or designated other to merit the continuation of a legally binding relationship as crabs. A contract so comprehensive in its scope succeeded in eliminating all but a few cases of unregulated affection. In those rare cases, either party had simply to produce the document and declare, "I should have known you weren't to be trusted." The rest was a mere formality. And thus it is that to this day crabs move sideways or even backwards over the ground. They're convinced it's the only way to find true love. More fables and parables like the one you've just heard are available for reading, downloading, and forwarding at www.stuffedfabulous.com. Bound collections of tales in the series Likely Stories, Contemporary Fables and Parables, Volumes 1, 2, and 3 can also be ordered through bookstores or directly through the orders page on the website.